Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful, where we review the show Married at First Sight Season 12, which is the Chris and Paige train wreck.
I don't know. It was.
Oh, train wreck.
Huh? Some of the other people been stepping
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else, everybody else is train wreck.
Yeah. Oh, y'all think y'all getting views?
I'm sorry. Is this home, train crashing? Can I get on?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to blow this marriage up.
Great. I am Melissa.
Kevin.
Angel.
Marcus.
And together we are the Bald and the Beautiful, a name that we received from
our fans.
A fan.
Yes. Thank you. I love the name.
I appreciate it. Y'all got the best suggestions in there.
Y'all do have the best. Y'all just the best.
The best.
The best.
Simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Boom, do you want to start with that, man? Actually, I didn't. I actually wanted to start with Virginia and Eric.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with Virginia and Eric.
Eric is a
Trump supporter.
I was about to say, big MAGA energy.
Oh, come on, notes.
I had to because I'm like, it's a lot going on. And we watch it Thursday morning now. I'm like, I got to get through a work day, two work days, Saturday morning, and then get in here and talk about it. My memory don't be going. But, I mean, we already saw him. He's strong MAGA, whatever it is, energy from him.
He said everything but go Trump.
In that interview. He was like, I mean, if she doesn't like what I believe, that's her problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine with her feeling.
Like, I hate that energy. He's Ultimatum McGee in everything he does.
I want to know his whereabouts of...
I know where he was January 6th. He might not have went up in there, but he was around.
Nah, he was flying above. He was waiting. He was like, I can break his roof open. They can just crawl down in.
Speaking of which, we talked about race in the very last episode, and someone was in the comments saying, why do you guys make everything about race? And to you, I say, what a privilege to not think about your race all the time.
Listen,
what a privilege for you.
I told the woman I do rose bricks with in our bonus episode, I was like, every situation I go into, it's from the lens of being black.
100%.
She was like, she said, do you literally mean every? I said, I'm talking about grocery store, post office. I was like, small situations and big. She was like, I feel so terrible for you. I was like,
it's a survival tactic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to be. We were telling our kids years ago, well, you can't just be walking around with a hoodie on. Mm-hmm. You got to be aware. You can't just be doing this and
years
that. You can't
ago,
just go in the gas station, go to the bathroom.
You know, you got to buy something with their hoodie on.
Yeah.
With their like, nah, I told
take
my little
friend. Literally, it's a life or death thing. No joke.
Yeah,
like it's a literal life or death thing.
I said, your little white friends can probably do that and be okay because they see their hands. I said, you need to take yours off.
100%.
They're like, but I'm cold. Like, you're going to be cold dead.
Right, exactly.
I popped this question. I don't know what form of social media was on. This was years ago. I said, you should ask a group of white people and a group of black people what they think of when they see the American flag. We don't view it as pride and power and this is where we're from and this is our home. It's like, no, that flag be it don't always mean that, because a lot of times the people boasting that and raising that flag up have a completely different view of life.
I read an article, I was listening to NPR 102, and a guy was talking, or lady, whatever, and this is the point, that the American flag, especially for black people, is a symbol of freedom in terms of protesting and demanding accountability from our government. And for white people, it's just a sense of pride. That's it.
No, I fully agree. That's, and Eric is one of those white people.
Eric is just on the other side of the fence.
He's like, I served in the military. Yes. I was like, I thought he was just, was he National Guard?
That's what I said. I said, he must be in the reserve or National Guard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started putting military pilot in more.
Yeah, they did. And I thought he was just a commercial pilot.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always be like,
what
do you want for lunch? Chinese food? If you don't want Chinese food, I'm out.
That's exactly his energy.
If you don't like it, then I'm out.
Yeah, she keeps saying, I don't know, she's 50-50 on kids. And I tell you what, I'm not going to wait till I'm 40. I'll be out.
That's literally, he said that for so many things.
Then you're not married.
But
if
no,
it's easy to walk away, that's
what's
easily.
Crazy is, then, I was about to call him the N-word, you carried a baby.
Correct.
Yeah. He's like, if I can't have a kid, you can't have a kid. Let's just start there.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't know when that happened. You can't have one. So you actually, while your opinion should matter, you don't actually have the say because you're not carrying the child.
Ain't got no vulva.
He's one of those people. They were having that conversation, I was like, this is what they mean by, you know, the board that decides abortion laws, and it's like a group of men.
Yeah.
It's like nobody in there can carry a child or knows what it's like to carry a child. But he feels like because he's him. He was born him. He is him. He was raised him. Everything is right that he thinks.
Why you come into this doggone experiment if that's going to be your whole attitude every time?
Right. I'm like, she is still young. Women be having babies later in life. They be like, I'm 38. I'm having a kid. So we're sorry. You're old. But that's just what's, what the case is.
This is something that for me that where I saw his immaturity and his ignorance because he's still mature in a way. But he said that he was talking about her going out with friends and everything. He was like, it's not that I don't trust you. It's I don't trust anybody else. You don't have to trust anybody else. You just need to trust her. Like, for real.
Correct. Mm-hmm. When he said that, I was like, no, that's incorrect. That means you don't trust her, but the way you just worded it is better than even I was thinking. That is correct. That is a very problematic phrase for me. Yeah. I've never been able to articulate why, and that's why.
When he mentioned that he's gotten cheated on every single relationship, I would be like, I think you need to take time to look in the mirror.
I wonder if it was by his QAnon brethren.
What? His QAnon?
was they sleeping around with his old lady? So I don't know.
But it's just like that controllingness that he has.
Then he'd be acting like, he'd be like, you can't go nowhere, but if you do go somewhere, it's fine. I'm not controlling you. I'm just saying you can't go anywhere ever unless you ask
me. He really does.
But it's not control. It's love. Just don't go anywhere ever.
Yeah.
Unless I approve it.
And then the social media thing. She was like, if I like a friend's or ex-boyfriend's comment, that's a problem. That's a problem. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, because me and Marcus end up having actually a longer, I think we paused the TV to have the conversation about
it. I wanted to have this conversation. I'm so excited. I literally wanted to have the social media conversation.
Everybody, you get it.
Had to be a moment.
Yeah, y'all saw that.
Tell me what you zoom in on. Tell me what your thoughts are.
So Marcus doesn't really have many people that he could call an ex-girlfriend. And so it's hard to get a perspective of, he's like, would you be okay with me liking a girl? I was like, first of all, I don't even know who you've been with. Like, so you could be. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
We talked.
Right.
With a girl? Nah.
With almost every guy that I dated in life, became friends with them afterwards, like amicable. We're like, cool. So while I'm not like having actual drawn out conversations with any of them, we follow each other. Mm-hmm. And on occasion, like if I see their mother, who I still know had a birthday, I might be like under the picture, happy birthday, mama such and such. And I don't think you, I mean, I would hope.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Is it?
No,
but he knows I'm. But the thing is he knows that I'm friends with all these people, and I use the term loosely because again,
I was like, friends. Now this is gonna cause an argument.
No, friends. Like, but like, as if I heard that they died or something, I would feel some. I'd be like, this. You know, I'm in that sense.
Anybody I used to talk to, I do the same.
And I would now be like, why you said you don't even? It's fine. So I was like, wow, is that? It'd be different if I had broke up with the person. We did not become friends prior to our relationship starting. I don't think I would ever be like somebody that I broke up with a long time ago that we weren't friends. Me and him get married and I'm like, oh, I'm rekindling our friendship. Mm-hmm. That's not, but I'm like, if I've already established this thing and it has not been problematic, there's been nothing that is causing any
weirdness.
Yeah. Yes. Then how are you going to all of a sudden be like, oh, nope. You got to block them.
Yeah, but the disconnect that we saw was like when she was bringing it up, it was just like, no, I go out with these people and hang out with them and have conversations with them. I'm just like, yeah, that would definitely be a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. Hanging out.
Like you're hanging out or kind of like, hey, how's it going? How was your day? It's like, what y'all got it? Why do y'all need to be talking? Like,
mm-hmm. He said,
would you be having?
I don't know the type of women you used to mess
No, I'm
with.
Saying with you, like what are your exes like, a month, every other month check in or something like that?
No, would you consider my one friend an ex?
Angel, the way you keep turning your head.
Because I can't, I'm trying to.
She's trying to see, and the baby got the Nike situation.
No.
Okay.
Amar looked back like you talking about
me. No, I'm saying like long drawn out, like
no.
However many years.
There's one particular situation. There's one of
Josh is enjoying this. But this is a conversation.
No, I think they are healthy, good conversations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's one particular situation of friend. We tried to talk, and it was just like, I was like, it's
That was friends before, try to date friends after. That was like just a relationship.
Yeah.
In total. They still, we all friends. Yeah. It's all like friends. Nothing.
That's
but somebody you met and started talking to for that reason, romantic.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny, I'm like,
no.
That's why I was like, hold on, you don't see nothing.
Yeah.
Pause.
And I didn't know that that's the decision you're making.
I was like, she was like, I'm like, what you mean, Hold on.
I think
so,
that.
So yeah, we were misunderstanding the.
Their dynamic.
Yeah, their dynamic.
I think that the. Josh, Josh was over there
he had
like.
The popcorn.
No, we should be in Marcus all the time.
I think that as I was watching it, I personally understand the insecurity behind likes. Mm-hmm. I don't have the insecurity behind likes, but I understand it. Because in today's world, the fact of the matter is that likes can be interpreted as flirting.
Yes.
And I have talked to single people, and that's their interpretation
especially
of
depending
it.
On,
oh, okay.
Definitely depending on the post.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's like, oh, we at the beach, like, hold on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I do understand as a married couple, if you do have that, like, don't be liking, I don't like that. It's not my personal insecurity. However, I'm not going to be dismissive of it because I do understand it. And the way that social media has evolved, back in the day, a like was just a like.
Right.
Today, likes be meaning different
Angel,
things.
One of Angel's friends just recently posted a picture in a bikini. I don't like none of them pictures.
That's what I'm saying. And
what?
So
bikini?
This is the thing.
Yeah, I'm like,
so this is the thing. When a certain gospel singer said that, all these folks, I don't understand. That's just you. And you should stop making it so that. And it's just, first of all y'all saying that, get you a man or a husband that be liking a bunch of women's photos in bikinis, and you tell me how you feel.
Yeah. A bikini is just bra and panties for water.
Exactly.
That ain't even bra, ain't even panties. That's a string.
And the way and they are nowadays, I saw, I've been looking for bikinis because we're about to be out of town. Yes. And
yes.
These she got bikinis, that angel energy. These people like, don't know me. I'm a dress how listen, I want to.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I feel like I could see the labia.
She's like, it's coming over the outside. Of
how is
that was a zoom in. I can see this.
The triangle
right
part is teeny weeny. I don't understand.
That's a labia bikini.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh,
why
you about
so
to be
tiny?
Cheeks out?
I'm not. I'm somebody's mama.
Weeks out, cheeks out.
I don't know. I'd be confusion. But my point is, I do. I listen.
You said I'm somebody's mama.
I'm somebody's two folks, two whole human
that's
beings.
That's your problem. You got them the same dad. You know, if you was a better woman, you would have. It's a keep your distance joke. You guys have to see. You know, Virginia and them need is therapy. They had Dr. Viviana therapizing them, but they need deep therapy. They should use BetterHelp if they want to get it. Yeah, we got ads. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Listen, Virginia and Eric, y'all need somebody to walk.
A bunch of these couples need.
You got to need somebody to walk y'all through it. And I know it's, you know, it's quarantine and just loosening up. You don't got to go into the office in order to get it. You get better help. You understand me? Better help. BetterHelp. They'll assess and match your needs with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's a broad range of expertise, which may not be locally available in many areas. You can log on to your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions so you won't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy.
I have, my therapist is actually through the BetterHelp app. I actually really like this woman. You guys know I went through a struggle finding a therapist in the beginning, but now I have one. I meet with her once or twice a week, depends on what's going on. She's actually been sending me messages through the app all week. I've been scared to look at it. But the episode that we did of Love Hour last week was actually from advice that we got from, or I received from my counselor on, or my therapist on BetterHelp, where we talked about cognitive distortions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily at betterhelp.com/reviews. And in order to get started on your own, visit BetterHelp, that's BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who have taken advantage, who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That includes you, Alaska's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com. Once again, BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's the Bald and the Beautiful.
Boom. Yeah, therapy is important. I do think that they need therapy. I also think that they need to, I know she was saying that they're avoiding talking about, like, yep, unearthing those issues because they want to maintain and stay in a safe space. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, keeping peace to avoid disruption is not keeping peace.
Right.
No, listen.
Not at all.
That's the truth.
Yeah. You're just building resentment.
You're building resentment. And when you finally have those conversations, it's going to be so heated of, yep, an exchange, mm-hmm, because it's years or months or whatever of like stuff that you've worked up and harbored that it's not going to be good. So it is better to identify those things now. Not just that, you guys can have really good chemistry, they have really good physical chemistry, sexual chemistry, all of those things. That doesn't mean that they're good partners.
All right. Mm.
And it almost seems like Virginia and Eric, while they do have that physical chemistry, I'd be nervous. One of the things that Dr. Viviana said is like, how are you guys going to raise your kids? Is this, yes, messaging? At the end of the day, there is a message that your kids are receiving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you and your partner aren't on the same page, that is automatically going to cause friction.
Absolutely.
Especially because it's obvious there is, even though they haven't like completely pointed at it, there's an obvious difference in how they view her sister being a gay woman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And about just the whole LGBTQIA like culture. And once you add a child to it, mm-hmm, right? And I have a feeling Virginia would feel some type of way if he was saying anything to their child that would make that child look at her sister,
correct,
in a negative light.
Mm-hmm.
And while they think it's all cool now because they just have dogs, like that's not something, that's not like, okay, I think that we should pay more taxes or I think the government shouldn't, yeah, be in our business. This is a fundamental thing 100%. About someone that I love to death.
Yes.
So the fact that they're kind of, one, the fact that Eric is just like, I mean, she's not going to change how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they think this is just going to be, the fact that he's not even willing to evolve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just like, nope, this is how I think. Not in a way of, well, let's talk about it. Maybe I can see your way. Or even with her, I just don't, it's very strange to me that they think that is something that they can just kind of ignore, yeah, or put in a closet.
The thing is these topics are no longer political.
Right, right.
It's like if you're on the left or the right, there's no longer left and right. Like we said this, I was having these discussions long before even the previous president got elected. I said, this is not political. Like those topics have become like people's way of life.
100%.
And you can tell that she's like very liberal.
Liberal.
Very liberal. And like I even wrote it in my notes, she's liberal and he's MAGA. But like you said, like I'm sure she has some views that it's just like, I don't understand why you don't think this is wrong or why you don't agree with this. It's like, nope, because that's the way it is. It's like, no, it's not the way it is. No. It's the reason there's an argument. If there's an argument, that means that it's an opinion and not, yeah, factual. Not
fact. Yeah. And she was like, I mean, she's just passionate about some things and doesn't understand why I'm not passionate about it. Well, it seems like you're either indifferent or you disagree. And that, I'm sorry, that will. If I was married to a dude, this is the reason why I could have never married out of my own race.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am so
passionate. Outside of Kentucky.
Listen, I did have to go back and get them. Very true. Very true. I am
prime thoroughbreds in Kentucky. I'm telling you, grade A. Yeah, strapping.
I am so passionate about my blackness. Mm. I am so passionate about my yes. I'm so passionate about my belief in Christ that to be with someone that doesn't have that same zeal about it makes me feel like you actually are anti it. You don't even get a chance to be. I just am okay about
indifferent.
It. Yeah, you don't
I'm
get to
spiritual.
No, that means you don't know the Lord.
That's you don't know personally.
Right.
You don't know what that H stands for.
And it's problematic because it's going to influence how you raise your kids, period. Mm-hmm. The other thing that Dr. Viviana said, and I literally wrote this down, she was like, you know, you guys should talk about people that you've had that have different opinions in your life and how you negotiate with them, you know, basically bring that into your relationship. The difference is that to both of your points, some of the stuff that it seems that Eric is anti, I'm going to make it personal, as a black person would make you anti my existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things are not negotiable.
Yes.
Yeah. Those things are not agree to disagree. Right. And I don't know how we're assuming Virginia's relationship with her sister would somewhat be the same, that your anti LGBTQ plus community views would be anti my sister.
Right.
That's unacceptable. That's not something we can negotiate and just agree to disagree on.
That's a non-starter. That's
it's a non-starter.
Yes.
And now I'm, you know, it's the holidays and you don't want the kids to be around that because you feel like she can. No, that's now it's too much.
Right. Yeah. No, really. Really. Yeah,
but back to what you were saying about the them having disagreements and avoiding a disagreement is not helpful. That's why, like, one of the reasons we call our podcast is this is going to cause an argument, specifically in the black community. It's healthy to have disagreements.
100%.
Yeah. It's like people, and I think I've said this before on here, but it's like, you get those people, it's like, we've been married for 40 years and we don't never argue or we don't disagree. It's like, that means one of y'all is a very good liar.
That's what
that means. One of you guys is carrying a lot of resentment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Melissa and I talk
we
about this a lot.
We never go to bed mad at each other, then y'all ain't doing it right.
Shut up. Go ahead, Kevin.
Especially during the quarantine, but as our marriage has gone on, it was 17 years this year.
Yes.
We have evolved as people.
Yes.
If you're not arguing, that means you are not evolving.
Yeah. And arguing ain't throwing stuff and yelling
and
screaming.
That's what people think.
It's just a disagreement. It's like, well, I don't want to watch a movie. Why not? You chose last time. Well, I don't mean I can't choose this time. All right, let's watch this. That can be an argument.
Melissa
you don't have
and
to
I
be yelling
never
and screaming.
Yell at each other, right? You don't have to be yelling to have an argument.
Right.
You don't even have to necessarily be upset, like fully like, well, you don't have to lose control to have an argument, right? But I think
I'd be upset.
Yeah.
She's like, let me be honest. I'd
be upset.
Yeah. But even Josh and I argue. Mm-hmm. You know, all my business, Becca, Brennan and them, we get upset. I'd be like, nah, man, it's that, man. Nah. Man, yeah. All right, you wrong. Tony, Tahir, we've all got into it. You know what I'm saying?
We don't argue. I don't be arguing with you.
Oh, where are we going?
Just
wait. I believe it.
Everybody making me to be a monster on the tour.
No, you're not a monster. You're a diva.
That's just what I said. I said I'm worried about meeting Tour Kevin.
Okay, Tour Kevin is a diva.
We're shooting. Let me just tell y'all real quick. Single me out, Josh. We shooting this little travel show on this tour, right? And Brennan is going to come with us. Brennan said, let's all get an Airbnb together. I said, you don't know me well.
And then ended that conversation and got on the phone with me and asked the same question. I said, Brennan, you don't know my husband that well.
We not going
you and y'all can be in an Airbnb. My husband is very specific and particular about his space. And Joshua said, I'm going to just hop on the bandwagon.
Listen,
with Kev.
I too
don't want
an
Airbnb
children.
With y'all. He showed up.
My boys get their own hotel room.
That's
true. How dare.
That's how I know you and Angel going to end up arguing because y'all are so much alike.
I think it'll be fine. I hope so.
Anyway, what the overall point we're making.
Wait, that last I hope so was actually a prayer. I don't know if y'all heard amen at the bottom of the end.
I hope so.
Amen.
But I think there's no pride in we don't argue.
No.
Right.
Right? Arguing is part of healthy healthy growth. Just like failure is a part of gaining muscles.
Yeah.
Like if you never struggle,
you're not
gaining muscle. You gotta be really pushing it up and struggling, being spotted.
Yeah, when I was
a
teenager, my joints hurt because they were growing.
Yeah. So anyway, I think people try to make that a badge of honor, but it's really not. Yeah. It's really not. It's actually a sign that either one or both parties are not being truthful.
Yeah. We is a badge of honor for us to argue.
Yeah, not all out.
Yeah, like, yeah, we duked it out.
We figured it out. We came to a conclusion.
But that's what's
important.
You
think I'm a diva on tour?
I'm so surprised that you're surprised by this.
Do you think so, Josh?
Joshua
Josh has no opinion. Yes.
Okay,
Josh
so I'm no glad. Opinion. I'm glad I'm getting like to know what's going to happen because I just need to. Me and Josh will have a conversation.
If Kevin is hungry, or if he is tired,
isn't that most people though?
Yeah, but you were
you're
like,
right, Kev.
You wear it on your sleeve.
Yes, you wear it on your sleeve.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yes. So keep some sneakers.
Yeah. Okay. So like, then I won't
keep
ask.
Some sneakers with you.
Me.
And it's right like before Kev. The show. Yeah, you'll feel it. And right before the show, don't have him doing nothing. Okay. Don't let him talk to nobody. Don't bring people in the green room.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
That's how like Joshua became a bodyguard. I'm sorry. What's your business here? Can I see your credentials?
Yes,
I'm sorry. You said you're Kevin's mom. He told me no one can come in. I'm so sorry.
No again.
Vinny's coming with me to be my security.
Is he really?
I thought about it.
I was going to say, no, he's not.
After that guy kept going on stage at Gary Owens' thing, I was like, do I need my own security? And that dude popped out
Why
on me.
Why you didn't think about that when someone met us on the beach in Hawaii? Because you, here we are. This is my exact location.
That was my fault.
How about I ping it so you guys can meet me here?
Yeah. But that didn't, first of all, I didn't think people was in Hawaii like that. That was dumb, I admit. She literally came looking around
my whole
like,
population.
Correct.
I never thought
he was on a secluded island. Man, I wish I was over there.
Or why he thought he was on Escobar Island.
Vinny and Brianna was tripping this episode. Huh,
all
guys?
Right, next couple. We did spend a lot of time on that. Let's go to y'all want to talk about Claire and Ryan?
Sure.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I wanted to talk about Haley and Jacob.
No.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to talk about Haley and Jacob next.
Haley and Jacob.
Where's my notes? I don't know what I said at the beginning. But their chance of survival to me is negative 7,000%. She checked out when he pulled the third fanny pack out. She was like, all right.
The thing is I honestly do think she has been trying. He just keeps shooting himself in the foot.
As soon as he got in the bed, he said, a little snuggle. She
no,
was like,
before
right,
that, he said, I brushed my teeth. Can I get a good night kiss? Sir.
I don't like you.
I think you're ugly. Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna
ugly
tell you
snacks,
what,
your harvest
that,
cheddar,
that toothpaste ain't gonna get rid of that fresh onion.
Nah, no, that what fresh onion.
That's gonna take a day and a half.
Listen, I think their timing is terrible. Y'all, you guys have been in a marriage for 15, 14?
Almost 14.
Almost 14. 14. Mm-hmm. Y'all know when your timing's off. Like, y'all been in an argument, Angel tried to do something to get back, and you ain't ready yet, mm-hmm. and then you mad, yeah. and then
just
you
read
try
the
to
room.
Get back.
You got
to
read the room.
That is their whole thing is mistiming those moments.
Yeah, they really do.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a truck.
Correct.
Do you disagree?
No, I agree. I also felt car. Like a...
Yeah, that was a truck.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, what's happening?
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was like,
yeah, I think he probably don't gauge the room well lot of time, I think. Yeah.
No, and his jumping to conclusion is just never going to help. Now, it is funny that she feels like she's done everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, you did two things.
And the flashbacks weren't even that...
They weren't that great. I mean, like, she bought some clothes, and then she did something else.
I was
or whatever.
Like...
I mean,
I don't even remember the other thing.
Because she said in the flashback, she was like,
She asked him if he wanted to drink.
That
you're not
going to
drink
with
me.
That ain't even nothing.
That's what I was like.
You're going to have a drink with me?
I mean, he's definitely not helping the situation. But like you said, she is offering nothing to help this situation.
Well, I feel like she just checked out a minute ago.
Yeah.
She checked out on their honeymoon.
I don't think she's completely checked out. But I do feel like way too many times the SHIT has hit the fan.
Yeah.
And things got real. Like real toilet paper.
Correct.
Real toilet paper is a sponsor of today's podcast. And let me tell y'all, they are so amazing. That's real R-E-E-L.
Nope, you're not ready.
Am I that ready? Nope. Well, then help me get ready. Because the poop is about to hit the fan right now. Hold on, my boots are falling out.
Marcus.
There we go. So
that was the best. Well,
she claims she can't feel them.
Okay.
Margaret said, hey, you're not ready.
So real toilet paper is made out of bamboo. And I don't know if y'all know about bamboo, but bamboo is like one of the highest quality. Anytime you find bamboo in anything, whether it be the floor, whether it be your clothing or your toilet paper, you are talking about high quality. Also, they don't use any plastic packaging. So you're talking about way more environmentally free. Even the tape that they tape the boxes in is made out of paper.
That's true.
Okay,
that
so
it came in the mail earlier this week, and I was like, this is some different tape.
The best part, however, in my opinion, is that you don't have to go to the store to get it. It come to your door. Mm-hmm. So you're never, y'all know in this time, day and age, everybody was hunting for toilet paper.
Yes.
Yeah, you ain't got to hunt for it.
This
it's going to find
year,
you.
Our butts were confused.
We were like, well, we're going to
stay
with.
Dirty or we
I think I had to use them all once. I just rubbed them right on through. I was like, it's okay, baby. I'll clean you off. But I never have to do that again with real paper. So, you get to choose also how often they deliver it to you, as well as every roll purchase helps to fund access to clean toilets for those in need. And Real is delivered with free shipping. I'm telling you, it's all amazing. I don't know what else I can give you other than it's great toilet paper, okay? It's environmentally friendly, and it's delivered to your door with free shipping. So, this is what we want you to do on The Bald and the Beautiful. Use our coupon code TBTB to receive 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. Again, use the coupon code TBTB to receive 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. It's so soft. It feels so good. And you can also feel good about using it because you're helping the environment and those in need. So check them out.
Boom, we's official.
To be real.
Got
they should license
baby.
That.
They should. What's happening? What's happening here?
I thought my feet was stinking, but it ain't.
Okay. Yeah, the other thing about Jacob is that he shoots his shot really early.
Yeah.
early. Yes.
So even like when he was in the bed and he said it was after the I think it was after they were playing the game and it was like, how can we improve our sex life or something like that? Was that their question?
Yeah.
And he was like, so we could start by having it. And she's just like, I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Yeah.
All of those things.
She be making that white girl face.
She,
because he's
they're further
he
turn
off. See that.
Yeah.
If you are nowhere near having sex, why would you
it
even
say
that? It
was a break.
That?
It's absolutely a break.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get her to actually liking you first.
Correct.
Right. Yes. And he's just like, no, I'll still be weird and get on your nerves. I'm like, come on. Because the thing is, I honestly don't think she's completely checked out. I think she's trying and he is just so repulsive to her. And he just keeps doing more and more repulsive things. He doesn't even know how to put the brakes on it and just be like a normal average guy and just be like, hey, you want to get something to eat?
Yeah.
He's want to watch
too,
TV?
Yeah.
It's almost like he's too anxious.
He is.
And
he
it's
is
coming out like
so anxious.
When you're correct.
Because he wants to be there.
He does.
He really wants it to work.
But his anxiousness is a turnoff for her.
Yeah.
It's like when someone, you're double dutching and he's just trying to get into the double dutch and it's
he's
just like
getting in there like me.
That's me just wailing about.
Swinging and flailing at the
yeah, I do think she's checked out. I think she is. I think she is trying.
Yes, that's what
but
I think.
But I do think she is trying. I also think
she got
that
her carry-on bag. She waited for the Uber out front. She checked out.
You think I feel like she's trying, but I also think she's doing it in a way of like, I have like 5 more weeks to go.
Right.
So, I mean, but at the end of this, my decision is made.
That's what I'd be thinking.
I don't think there's anything he can do to change her mind.
He is trying, though, in his defense. It seems like he is like, because when she met with her friend and then the therapist, she basically was like, he can't dress. That can be changed. He's trying. That can be changed. All that type of stuff. But then even after that, it'd be like, she'd just be looking like, but I don't want him in my life.
I mean, I think she's honest about where she's at with it, which is I don't want him.
Yeah.
But I do think she's also like, okay, I'm going to try to do the little steps that might turn the ship. But he'd be like, no.
Yes.
Let's overcorrect it this way. And she's just like, oh, God.
And I think their age hurts them a lot.
Oh yeah,
their
yeah.
age is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle gap.
Yeah,
more than
yeah.
just like a.
But
a
no, number. It's. I don't think it's their actual age. I think it's his fetish with the 80s.
Yeah, get off it. He wants to. That, he wants I mean, to have sex with 1986.
Hello.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, you got that little hole in the 60s. Yeah. Two holes in the 80s.
He's like, I need full bush.
Oh, you civil rights movement.
I'm like, how do we get
do
there?
Do white girls have bushes or is it long like their hair?
I don't know.
Josh, can you ever do with a
can
white
you
woman?
Put can you put the Chrissy what? Teigen emoji over my face?
More than once. Just one.
Because like her, she's mature, or you know, she's
yeah.
And he's he
did you just
a
have a
immature,
question about Joshua's sex life?
Yes,
did you
did.
Answer? Don't answer.
Joshua's like a little brother to me.
Oh, he put up his fingers in the
he
amount.
He wanted a white girl. No, he said once, just once.
So you just slept with about 10 different white girls.
I've known Josh since he was 20 years old. He's 28? Seven.
He'll be 28 this
Josh
year.
Josh is my little brother at this point.
28. I remember that.
And a bunch of white girls he been with. Oh, that's only.
That's
so he only dates white girls. Oh, my God. I didn't know. This is a revelation.
Wait, do
I
you only date white girls?
Was she
you
around in it?
Who would he risk it off
were
for?
Any of them around
Chloe
in there?
Who would risk it off for Chloe? I would risk it off for Chloe
Bailey.
Try to
shoot one of her shows.
Disney?
No.
No, she's moving
That's
out.
Haley.
I was hoping, but it didn't turn out. I was auditioning for Grownish, and it was all my scenes were going to be with her, but I was going to wait until I definitely knew I got it, but I don't think I did.
And you tell her, this is my personal photographer.
Right.
I was just going to FaceTime you while
They're
I was there with her.
That,
I was
right?
just going to be like, yeah. I was going to FaceTime you, be like, I need you to pick up, though.
Do you know that they were in a Spoken Reasons video?
Really?
As children.
Oh,
he
wow.
told me about them. He said, these two little girls in Florida are going to blow up, Chloe and Haley. And he sent me the video. I was like, oh, no, they're for sure going to blow up. And then years passed, and I was like, hold on, that couldn't have been them. And I went back and watched, and it was them.
Oh, wow.
So were these ladies around in the 80s?
In the 80s?
She was older than you?
No. What is, were they around in the 80s?
Yeah.
Or not?
Oh, okay, I was like,
Josh,
you can just ask him.
No older
Josh
woman.
Dates older white women? Oh, my God.
Cougar Karen.
I love it.
Cougar Karen. So, anyway.
This episode's
How
everywhere.
Do we get here?
If y'all are still watching this, it's got to be for this.
Him asking stuff that nobody needs to know.
I had to go back to it. The point is, not going to make it.
They're not.
They is not going.
You think they ever... I'm going to tell you the worst thing for him was the first 4 days of their marriage... Before she got into her own head, it made him feel like, well, it was the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Her in her head and then hit him. That was the jab. And the you ugly was the straight right down the middle.
Yeah.
And he has not
hit him
recovered.
With the combo. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it always goes back to that for him.
Uh-huh.
He's always like, yeah, but you think I'm unattractive. And she never backs off of it anymore.
Yeah.
She's just
like, no, I don't think she's just like, huh.
I applaud her for the honesty, but when Dr. Viviana said, do you find him physically attractive? And she started crying. I said, now, Dr. Viviana, why would you not say, can I talk to you privately?
You gotta take that to the face.
You can't just
TV.
Ask that question
no
and he's sitting
face.
Right there. Dr. Viviana.
No poker face.
Dr. Viviana.
Liz, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It didn't click that's what happened.
Yes.
You're quite attractive. I hate this show.
She's like, I remember the night that I saw him naked. It was so much.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
He had muscles on a turtle.
He had Bart Simpson tattooed to his butt.
It's such a hard pill to swallow to know that a person does not find you attractive. Like, if you're dating, that's it.
Tattooed on him.
That's
it's hard.
If you don't find me attractive. And then I think in this episode, she was like, if we were dating, I would have been
she
gone.
She did say that.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I would have called it quits.
Been out of here.
Yeah, I mean, that was clear the third day they were together.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think what happens is people are not necessarily, just because they're single, they're not sad.
Right.
There's a certain routine you get down with. Your homeboys, homegirls, you go out, you got your shows. Now you're up here stuck with a person that you think is ugly.
Yeah.
And weird.
And weird from the 80s. You're like, nigga, you know what? I will jack off or jill off. It was not that bad.
Jill off?
A pastor came up with that.
That's
he was talking about how masturbation is okay. Like, you got the jack off, she got the jill off. I said, hold on, jill off.
That ain't right.
Wait,
using that vanilla.
That's hilarious.
All right, anything else on them? They ain't gonna make it. All right, let's just go on to Paige and Chris.
I knew you were gonna say it,
man. I don't even want to talk about
this. That's why I put him in the middle.
I did write notes. Let me see what I got.
I'm actually glad we could not start with them.
I didn't want to.
Here's go ahead.
I was going to say when they sat down with Dr. Viviana and she was like, I would like a phone call every day. And he was like, I would like for us to go dancing, eat, take trips together, long walks. And Dr. Viviana was like, yo, you asking for...
No, Adrian, he said a phone call is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but that, you know, this is what I did say to Marcus. I said, wow, he sounds crazy. What I understand of what he's saying is, if we are going to make an actual connection, a phone call is not going to do it. Yeah. Like, Marcus hates being on the phone. So if it was, if we were trying to develop a stronger bond, that would not be the way to do it. We would have to do things in person if we were going to build anything. I think Chris did not say those words, but I think that is what he meant.
He was trying to communicate.
That this criticism that you just gave is so good because I said, oh, that man doesn't want to be accountable. He wants to show up when he wants to. He wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to be able to go out and just have fun, but he doesn't want the accountability of being in a relationship, which is checking in on occasion.
That's probably true, too.
But it could be both, because after their reset moment, she said, I haven't talked to him since.
I know.
I was like, but then she said it was yesterday, though.
That means yesterday night until mid-afternoon or early evening when Dr. Viviana showed up, you ain't had no communication with him? That's a problem. And then you come and say, I'm bringing in a future king or a queen, so I bet bought my baby's mama a Mercedes.
Mm-mm. That was such
First of all, that's straight up clout. Like, you didn't have to say a brand new Mercedes. He just wanted to say that on TV.
He absolutely
did. Just because you got a Mercedes don't mean it was an S-class. You know, you can get a C-class for about $30,000.
Marcus, you know what? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks Mercedes are extremely expensive. They're not. Truck costs more than a new Mercedes.
I did not know that. But you are like absolutely right. I looked at Mercedes BMW. I was like, hold on. They ain't nothing but this.
Yeah.
Them baby ones, they ain't nothing but this.
Little C class. I think they got an A class now. That's like Corolla price.
Did you realize that Kevin's in crisscross applesauce in his seat?
I'm envious of
this. This is tour Kev. This is great. I do. I sit in my room and I watch The Office like this naked. I be naked. I love it. That's why I can't do no Airbnb.
Be like, all right, if y'all want to do this, it's with A. Right here.
I mean, like, you always see the top half.
Here's the bottom. go ahead.
You were making a good point.
I was done.
Read it off
your
iPhone, though. Put the Android down.
No. Not at all. I don't like how everybody is trying to talk him into being with her.
That's a huge problem
I have. Like, everybody's like, but why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Why don't you want, let him leave?
Yes, because Paige will keep the door open if he keeps going in.
Yeah, it's like they keep trying to pull him in. And one thing I found was hilarious is when he was talking about he wants to connect on a biblical level, he wants to connect with the Bible. So what the issue was, I thought it was hilarious that they play the gospel music at the beginning
I was laughing so hard
at that. But the problem is one thing that he said in the Bible, one of the things that stood out to me, it sounded like he said the Bible keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Oh, he was using the Bible to manipulate?
If that's what he believes, that...
What you think the book of life is?
That further explains why he acts the way he does and does the things he does, because he thinks all he has to do is, like he's been doing to her, say, hey, I'm the victim and everything, and all is forgiven.
I think is funny.
Bless you.
Thank you. He did all that stuff to her. Every episode for the whole show. And then was like, I think the lack of God is what's wrong with our relationship. Right.
Yeah, no. That's a lack of God is what's wrong with you.
What? You personally did stuff to me.
Yeah. Right.
Embarrassed me, did all this stuff, treated me wrong, called me ugly, had sex, all that stuff. And then was like, you know what it was? Bible study.
Yeah,
Bible
but
had we been having Bible study?
He's consistent.
But then he didn't even lead the Bible study.
It's all
he
her.
He didn't even lead the Bible study.
You want me to pray for you? You want me to take all this trash? And then I got to prepare the scripture. She's a Delta. Did you see her little Bible cover?
I already knew she was a Delta. That's I said, girl, why you bring our letters up into this foolish scene? Yeah. Why
Again,
you bring it
I
in?
Caught
in
it. As soon as she brought the Bible over,
consistent
I said,
Chris has listen. Still been consistent. At he this point, it's her. She needs therapy.
She's been consistent too.
She's been consistent. This both too consistent.
She's consistently been like, oh, you know,
Folly, and she accepted with Jolly.
At this point, they trash together.
They are.
God dang.
Go with God, Crispy. That's real. Is when they were trying to do a schedule of events of however they was going to run. And he said, on this day, I'm available after 8.
He did. What time do you wake up? You ain't available till 8 p.m. It ain't even work.
Listen, this man is so garbage that he literally said out of his mouth, she said, oh, you have a conflict in your schedule. He was like, mm-hmm. But no explanation further than that.
No, this is not, it's a stupid relationship.
It is.
It's a stupid relationship.
At this point, America is annoyed at them. Not even America, the world.
Listen, low key, I ain't going to hold you. When they were getting divorced, the episode that I thought it was real, I was like, okay. It's happened.
This is great.
It was whatever. Because the other people started, you know, falling apart too. And I was like, this is good. But also for this, I don't need that level of like ridiculousness from this show.
Yeah. When they do finally divorce, nobody's gonna care.
Nah.
By the end of this season, nobody's gonna care about Chris and
Voters. They have the lowest approval record of any couple.
Yes.
And Paige fumbled this approval.
Yes,
she could have flipped the post career. She would have just stood her ground and walked out of that restaurant.
She could have went from Married at First Sight to the next Bachelorette.
Seriously.
100%.
And I would have been here for it.
100%. Now people are like.
And now it's like, take her home somewhere.
Yeah.
Girl, you ignorant.
At first he treated her wrong, but it's like Sealy when that car came.
She's a willing participant.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Car came and Sealy did
that's
that.
That's what I ain't been able to say.
Paige did she's that. A willing participant. She's a willing participant. I'm going to give you six more chances.
Right.
Back in the house.
It's almost right, she's seven. Getting to the point that we are starting to feel like they deserve each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, you don't want that, you don't want but that. That's what toxic it's starting to feel love. Like.
Yes.
Yeah, she definitely needs some counseling.
Last thing, not specifically on this, but in their circle. Pastor Dwight created this flyer on Instagram.
Somebody sent that to me.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I got to find it. This man called himself. You got it?
Yeah.
This man said, as seen on Lifetime or featured as a Lifetime Married at First Sight personality, reality show personality, something along those lines, as seen on Lifetime's reality show personality, something. Uh-huh. I said, this man knew what he was doing. He was trying to get some TV time because he's trying to take Pastor Cal's spot. Pastor Cal.
You better, Pastor Cal, we vote for you.
Pastor Cal, you better. Why he trying to take your spot, Flash?
He's trying to take your spot. Where's Dr. Pepper been?
I don't even know.
They didn't hit that woman somewhere in a closet.
Yeah, where is Dr. Pepper? I got to find it.
I meant to ask you that. Was she early in the season?
No, we've seen Pastor Cal. We've seen Dr. Viviana.
But no, at the very, very beginning when they did like the opening, like, here's what this show is. I feel like she could have recorded it last season, though.
Oh, I don't see it anymore because it was on Married at First Sight's fan page Instagram. And I didn't take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, we all supposed to screenshot. Oh, yeah. Good
you
stuff.
You sent it to me. But
did I?
Or you airdropped it to me.
Wait, let me see if Pastor Dwight got it on. He do.
He got it?
This isn't the exact flyer, but regardless, that Married at First Sight thing is big as I don't know what. It's about as big as his face.
Yeah, it was big.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, did she make it? She might have made this.
Maybe.
Crystal Jordan, the person whose channel she's going to be on. He's going to be on. Still, I'd be like, I did not approve that. Take it off.
I was going to say, he loves it. I wish I could find the actual flyer. Anyway, this man, I'm not mad, because he came through. Listen, that man's promoting everything. So what happens tonight?
That's what Pastor Dwight's doing.
Yes.
This what? Is
you're trying to get his spot.
Listen, Pastor Cal, watch your bag. Watch your bag.
You can't get it, because you ain't got it.
Yeah, watch your back. Okay, so anyway, that's it on them. All right, let's go to Vincent and Brianna.
Oh.
I'm glad Vincent was able to clear up the way he was feeling.
Yes.
That was so funny to me.
He was like, I love
being playful and goofy. And then she was like, well,
do you now?
Of course, she don't like that. He was like,
He said, look, I was happy to apologize.
Oh, when he talked about the shirt,
he was like, I said it.
And I was like, I'm glad he was able to.
And I'm glad that Dr. Viviana was able to really pinpoint what it was that he was doing, because I feel like that is actually going to help change the actions. She was like, oh, you're trying to be smooth for your wife. And he was like,
you don't have to be. You got her.
He's like, I can be smooth. The stomach's poking out.
And left foot, right foot. I don't know.
I can't bachata.
Yes. I was happy. I hope that at the end and when this is all said and done, it really is like this was a true breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
In that it's just him simply trying to be smooth.
Yeah.
And it doesn't still revert back to that embarrassment factor.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's why I like therapy so much, because they be taking stuff that don't be seeming obvious to you and giving it an origin point, and you'd be like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then you
yeah.
can adjust accordingly. Because when you look back at it, you'd be like, the champagne was not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I think right. he had it clear. It was clear to me that he was able to sit back in those moments of reflection, and that's why he readily offered that apology.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't get I do get it, but I agree with that. And I'd be wanting the best for them.
Yeah. I do too.
Because well, they're my favorite couple.
And he means well.
Yeah, at the time when she did the whole champagne Vinny thing, we weren't sure. It was like, all right, is this something she's doing all the time? Because that can be condescending.
Yeah.
But from the way from him just trying to be smooth, it could have been the very first time she's ever said that. And we saw that reaction.
Because it didn't click that he had bought the champagne. I'm going to do this. It's going to be sick.
Right, yeah.
So in his mind, this is going a certain way.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, champagne Vinny. He's like, everybody thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah. Right. And then
I'm a little fat now.
And I said it.
He said, because she be cooking. Yeah. He said she be cooking.
Vinny look like me.
No, he don't.
Huh?
No, he don't.
No, that little belly.
No, you're missing what he's saying.
I'll mess with you. Go ahead.
No, he was saying he's not as far gone.
I'm worse than Vinny?
No, you're not.
Tell me to my face right now.
Why? I knew it.
Tell me.
You did this.
To the side?
You just not said it.
Look at us from the side,
Marcus.
Put your shirt back on.
Well, he's not here.
Aubrey, can you make a beep?
No, Aubrey. Just don't let that body shame me.
Leave. Yes.
Don't let that body shame me.
Yes.
A little
taco meat. A little taco meat.
I got a lot, though.
Marcus is a furry.
Make a sensor, but leave the sound. Put a sensor, but leave the sound.
That's Greg.
Greg was hairy.
Greg has hair on his shoes.
He is a bear. Greg is a bear.
Greg got hair on his teeth.
On his teeth. I was going to say that I was happy that Vinny took responsibility for all of it, because even when Dr. Viviana like suggested.
Kev got breakaway shirts. How does he get his shirt off so fast?
I know. It is amazing how quickly.
That's mine.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Am I tripping? Give us high quality stands, Josh. These good.
Hey, y'all leave Josh alone. He's doing his job. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
They keep going down. I know I'm
not. I think it's the one I usually have, though.
And put some,
but ain't wrong
with some gum in it.
Hannah, you sound good, Josh.
Upgrade us. I want top of the line stands.
Is that what you want? when Dr. Viviana has suggested to Brianna, when you notice his energy changes, you know, ask him. And he was like, no, she be asking me. She be asking me.
Yeah, it ain't her.
She do. She be asking me.
But I think that's also a result of the single thing that you've gotten used to. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff that you don't have to adjust when you're single. Or if you're like casually dating, like you get to go back to your house. You got your own, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get married and y'all live with each other like that.
That's what I'm saying. I hope it really is just this, and this isn't his personality, because he's pouting.
They were lighting him up in the comments on the last episode.
Yeah.
First of all, y'all being too nice to Vinny. He is a crybaby.
Well, and this is the thing. Thank you for bringing that up, because I was reading the comments and I was like, you guys, please understand that I'm a strong believer that two things can be true. I can believe that instructor, I don't like when instructors do that to me. I don't like that. Left foot. First of all, it's my first time here. I'm paying you, all right?
You are my employee right now.
Chill out and calm down. While I believe that to be true, that doesn't excuse the fact, and I'm not offering an excuse to Vinny for acting like a 3-year-old and pouting.
Yeah.
Those two things can be simultaneously true. I don't like the way the instructor did that. That's period. I also don't like the way Vinny responded. Definitely. And that's period as well.
Those two things can be true.
The problem I had, I was just scrolling through the comments. I rarely do. I was scrolling through the comments.
Did you say rarely?
We're
going to let you live with rarely. Because she just said it's not rarely. Yeah, that's what she just
Marcus,
said.
Marcus, you're right.
I do be going through her a lot, don't I?
Yes,
you That'd be my free time. I'd be getting.
Yeah, I was about to
anyway,
say. Really?
One thing I didn't like is how everybody was like, you know, I'm worried about her safety. He's going to snap. He's going to snap one day. That stuff be getting on my nerve. Like, y'all, calm down. Chill out. Yeah, I know somebody. He just started beating. Yeah, a bunch of. Nah, they ain't even have. They don't get the honorable code of health. No, because people said it like on our podcast. It was one podcast we did, and I was just tired. So, you know, I was just on there. And like two, three people said, I'm worried about Angel's safety. He's off. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, like, you are blocked. Like,
I don't think people understand.
People just be going way, way left here with situations.
It be Karen energy. That's that Karen energy.
Yeah, y'all be Karen. It be Karen of all colors. Y'all need to chill out.
It be Karen of all colors.
It be Karen of all colors.
It's Karen and it's LeCaren.
Yeah, a bunch of LeCarens. That's look here, LeCaren. But yeah, so.
No,
yeah.
That seemed like a stretch. It might have been that they were triggered by their own situations. Yeah. So they, like, put their own situation on him. I don't necessarily see that. I do see more of a man that pouts.
Yeah.
A man that if things aren't going his way, he kind of like,
correct.
What you call it? What is that thing? Clocks out.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. One of us said, I don't know who it was, so forgive me if I make that mistake. What our marriages would look like if we were on camera all the time.
Oh, child.
And we had to watch it back. Dion. I was like, ooh.
People would hate me.
You, bruh.
All of us.
Yes.
All of us.
Yeah, they wouldn't like you either.
Oh, not at all.
They wouldn't like me neither.
They wouldn't like me.
I'd be in a mood. I'd be in a tiff.
Yeah. On top of, like, to Vinny's offense, all of those people being in there. And him dancing.
The camera and me?
Yeah. Or just every situation that's come up.
That's cruel.
There's like a lot of people.
There's at least 10, 12 people in there.
Oh,
you put cameras. Marcus is already a particular person. You add a bunch of camera crews.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'd
be like. I remember we were early in our friendship. I said, Angel.
Oh, yes.
This is pre-quarantine, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I said, Spectrum was looking for a house to shoot a commercial in. And I was like, oh, Angel, can we use your house? She said, oh, no, Marcus don't like production.
Man, yeah, I've dealt with so many production teams. I'm like, I hate you people.
They don't never
everything's temporary
right
for them. No. They don't care.
They don't respect
anything.
All the stuff, all the rules you say, they'd be like, shut up.
Yeah. And then, okay, so we did a reality TV show together, a pilot of one. And the way they do it is they'll ask you to redo a scene if they don't feel like they got everything. And let me tell you, with this man, he was like, y'all should have got it the first time. I ain't doing that again.
Like, for real.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, I ain't doing that again. Oh, yeah, could you go set that back down and do this and we'll move the kit? Nah.
Yeah.
Y'all should have never stopped recording.
Just telling production, nah.
Nah.
Yeah. So you could imagine if that was like all the time.
Ask her this. I would not ask her that.
You ask her.
That people yes. mean,
this look, is the look, thing. Cameras are right here. I'm looking over. You ask it in.
And so they would get all of that fire all the time.
Get over here and tell them, no, you.
They would make you out to be a butt wife.
Yeah. And people would be like, that Marcus is evil.
He is just awful. Hilarious. You ask her. Why would I? Because I'm not.
You see, we ain't jailing right now. Why would you tell me I
ask
her?
Why would I have to do it again?
But if you think of, oh, go ahead, baby.
I was just going to say that I too am Marcus. Because while my energy may not come out like that, I would just be like this.
Right.
Can you please give me the cup? Is that how you wanted me to say it?
That's why we turned them down. They was all there and us. We were like, y'all don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
It's better seeing us through our lives. We edit ourselves like, ooh, that came off wrong.
Marcus has reshot some stuff on like, he was like, no.
I went back and watched like, nah.
Yes.
Then not. This is definitely cancellation right here.
And because you don't know me or know us, those moments, because there are even moments sometimes I might include it and I think it's funny, but what people think of me is put out there and they interpret it different. And I'd be like, I can't even joke.
Me and Angel have some dark, dark joking that be happening.
It's just like, we're pretty bad.
If people saw that, they'd be like, oh my God.
But also,
like,
man, if you saw people in the comments live,
That's true.
I know y'all be watching these videos.
Y'all
with
would
a
be
dirty
locked
house.
Up.
Hello.
I know somebody watching Musty.
That would be not
mold on your bathroom floor.
I know. I wore this yesterday.
Sometimes I be wishing.
I feel like it's musty now. I'm like, I gotta take another shower.
It was not me.
You can't trip yourself a double step, Lloyd. Anything else?
I forgot who we was talking about.
Vinny and Brianna.
Yeah. Okay. So my notes are vulnerability and, did you guys see him? He was like almost near tears where she was like, you don't have to be perfect.
That was like
a weight off his shoulder.
It was.
Because it's like, really you can no longer have to try to impress me. Like she said, I'm already impressed by you being you.
Yeah. And that, I think.
I feel like a lot of men need to hear that. Because they just tell me that too.
We be big babies too, man.
Yeah. Big sensitive babies in a world that don't make room for our sensitivity.
Yeah. I don't make room for my sensitivity. That's the problem.
just pull your knife out.
Yeah, I ain't pull sad. A knife out. I'm rugged, but let one of them kids be like, I love you, dad.
There are two questions that most women ask themselves and most men ask themselves. Most women ask themselves, am I lovable? Am I worthy?
Yep.
And most men ask themselves, am I respected?
Yep.
It goes back to Love and Respect, that book, and yep. It's actually based on a scripture. And one of the things, and men often interpret love as respect,
yes.
Or respect as love.
That's all he said. Maybe both of those were,
maybe they're the same. Respect is love. Okay. So I think what he was trying to figure out is, if I show you all of me, will you still love me? Will you still honor me? Mm-hmm. Will you still respect me?
Yes.
When I'm not Champagne Vinny,
right.
Is that version of me still enough? And so when she says, yes, you are still, he was like, oh, Lord.
I ain't never been loved this way.
The vulnerability.
Stop wearing my socks.
No.
That's why I can't find them.
Now, they'd be in the same spot. I don't know why you can't
grab them. This morning I could have this.
Why you can't grab them? Because they ain't in the spot.
I'm looking at him. I'm like, bro, I know. I just bought 8 pairs.
Now they be right there.
They be right there.
I bought more socks than she wore them. And she was like, oh, this is perfect. Now I have plenty.
Yes.
All right, Ryan and Clara.
That's what we didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, Ryan and Clara.
Who are they? Oh.
This is interesting to me because the way the show edits this and how much we watch it and all that stuff, I forget the concept of time.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they're like, I need sex. He don't want to do it. I'm pushing. He's moving slow. And he's like, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it really has only been three weeks.
Yeah. And I forget. I didn't. Because they make it feel like it's been 6 to 10 months or something.
It's been 3 months for us.
Yeah.
When we started watching the show. But it's really only been 3 weeks.
That's.
And when you put that back into perspective.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, well, I mean, that 3 weeks ain't really that long.
Nah.
But 3 weeks ago, we was doing what?
Nah, but she's like 3 hours. We supposed to be.
But then when she said again, that sex didn't mean nothing, then it was like, yeah.
She's never had meaningful sex, which is crazy.
So why are you really in a rush to have meaningless sex? Because you're used to it?
Mm-hmm.
Or because you love him?
And that's another reason to hold off.
Like, well, right, in his mind. But he also be wanting the world to be perfect and the heavens to open and all that
stuff. Well, also, I think that we've talked about this on the Love Hour tour, where their interpretation of intimacy is different. Because remember, she said she needs the physical to have the intimacy outside the bedroom.
Yeah. We made that point.
And he said he needs the intimacy outside the bedroom in order to move forward inside of the bedroom.
So who's going to go first?
So who's going to make the first move?
Yeah. It's obviously she going to have to wait. He does not look like he's even playing.
He's like,
oh, you're crying about it. Oh, okay. Like, but he did not see moves. Yes.
Especially as long as they doing everything else.
Yes, he was kind of.
Yeah. As long as they doing everything else, he's like, I'm getting off.
Yeah.
You getting off? Jacket and Jill and off?
There's
a lot of other stuff under the sun.
A black Christian thing to think that you can do everything else. But
if you don't put P and G.
Yes, because you have not actually had the intercourse, that you have somehow been more sacred than anybody else.
Yes. I knew, man.
It's just like,
I knew some holy people in high school. They were doing some things I still ain't attempted to do.
Hello.
But because they ain't do the actual penetration of D&V, they were like, nope, you still a...
You ain't a butt virgin.
You still a hoe.
You ain't a butt virgin.
Or a mouth virgin.
Mm.
Or anything else. I can't go into detail. I was like, virgin? Hold on, y'all did what? What? Huh?
You said anywhere else, Chad? How many orifices you got?
What else you putting it in? I do think, though, she has a lot of unpacking to do with how emotional she got, I think, over the revelation that nobody has ever put anything on the physical, like, with her. It was just all meaningless sex. And the fact that it made her tear up, I was like, you don't like
that. She's got problems.
You
know?
And she tried to make it seem like I would hate that for him. Yes. No, baby girl, you hate that for you.
Right. Yes.
You don't seem
and that's okay.
Yeah.
You can hate that for you.
Absolutely.
That does suck.
Right.
No, but yeah.
She licks her teeth a lot.
She does.
Look, every time Vodka and Eric kiss, I keep thinking it's going to sound like somebody picking up a handful of plasticware, just teeth clackling together.
So terrible.
There's so much in that sentence. He called her Vodka and Eric.
He will not call her by her name.
She didn't drink this episode.
She did not mention drink it. This episode or
she
mention,
didn't mention it.
It.
I think there was a drink on the nightstand, though, but she didn't mention it. She got down into the nuts and bolts of things. She's like, all right, enough of this right now. We got to have some serious conversations.
I think that they might have sex after the 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think
I think he's holding out.
It's also weird for society to see a man who's not rushing. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a more of a big thing, but on this show, there's almost always a woman who's like
100%.
That. Yeah. Of the five
not
couples,
moving fast enough.
It's just not usually a man.
Right. But was
he's like, first of all, I'm saved.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And go
what,
ahead.
You know, what's funny is yeah, like him being the more, I guess, what religious of the two?
Yeah.
And then knowing that she's just been slutting around, it seems like.
Why you say she's been slutting around?
But she ain't never put no type of meaning. She just been banging and not caring.
I wonder if she has a misinterpretation of that, though.
Of what? Meaningful sex?
Yeah, because Dr. Viviana was saying, like, I wonder if that's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think it is.
Harry, I don't know myself. You want this whole?
Yeah, that's what I honestly think it is. And she's probably enjoyed the act of, but possibly not the.
She's not slutting around, but she ain't really cared with.
She on her Jackie Sullivan. Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies on Clara. Get it together, Clara. You don't know.
And but she's unashamed about it.
She has agency.
Yeah.
She definitely has agency over it. But her crying made me feel as though she's just accepted it as what it
she
is.
Had an epiphany,
but like, not that is what she has wanted it to be.
Right, Angel.
I
agree.
And I do think
that. So you don't like me? Oh, but you want to have sex? Cool, let's do it.
Yes. But I do think Ryan, in his mind, and I think he might be right, is like, if we do it now, it will be meaningless to me.
Mm. And I am respect for him for not the one to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
like, I'm not, I don't, I got to, you know, you got to have your life together. We was eating donuts. She was, that's, I don't know why that was so funny. She's like, oh, we just got self-help over here. I just want to eat some donuts. Right. The timing of that.
And but it's only been 3 weeks.
It's only been it's three only weeks, been guys. Three.
I'm getting about that.
Listen, I actually know. I actually
that's one paycheck.
Know quite a few women that are in they're not married, but they're in the single life, and they have multiple partners. They're fine with that. That is not the situation they want to be in, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the situation that is being presented to them, and so they're like, "Well, this is, I guess, what the cards that I will play because I don't have the card that I want." And I think that might be what she has been living life as is these are the cards that I just am getting played. Mm-hmm. So I'm just playing them.
I agree. Yeah, and I think it's a clear indication that she was just playing those cards, but it's not necessarily what she wanted, because if she was happy with that and it's what she wanted, she wouldn't have applied to be on a show where you get married.
That's what I
where
always
you
go
in
back
that
to.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
If you were happy, you would not be here.
Right. So I think, and that's to Angel's point about the tears, that's maybe you get tired of that life, or it seems, I don't want to say everyone, because that's not blanket.
Right.
I mean, that's not true for everyone. However, it seems that for her, she was tired of that lifestyle and was looking for the emotional and physical connection. And I can understand if it's never been required of her, or maybe she did something too quick and she got hurt. So now it's a defense mechanism. Yep. She just has separated the two. Why she would be fearful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was good, Liz.
That was good. That was good.
I just piggybacked off Angel.
No, you had it. You knew how to get it
say
home.
That. Say that, Liz. Say it.
Say that, Liz. Say that, Liz. What? Say that, Liz.
Okay, anything else? My sister's calling me because she wants to make sure my mom opens this cake with her. And I told her I would FaceTime her. All right. Anything else?
Where are you at in the birth order, Marcus?
Baby.
With the babies.
Baby, oldest.
Middle.
No one cares about me.
You the middle?
Middle child. I'll show you. I'll show you all.
Women, are you middle also in concerns of your biological?
I don't count that family.
But I'm asking.
He's the oldest.
I don't know.
He's the oldest.
I ain't the oldest if I ain't know nobody. Sense.
Hey, y'all the oldest.
Listen, no, no, you gotta actually be the oldest.
No, but Kev has middle child energy.
Oh, big middle child syndrome. Me and Nick, it's Melissa's sister that I like. Mel, no. Monique, yes.
This is my.
Although
that's where
me
I
and
was,
Monique
y'all.
Are like,
she more, was looking for y'all.
I mean, me and Melissa,
I'm looking.
Me and Mel are more alike than any of Melissa or her sister.
You're the oldest, though.
I'm not the oldest.
Mel's the Mel's the youngest.
Yeah, Mel is the baby through and through.
Mel's absolutely the baby through and through. She acts like McKinley.
She does. That's why she's so frustrated. Like, nigga, we were frustrated with you when we was all little. Remember when we was growing up?
I don't know if McKinley will ever have a sibling.
No. She can't be the oldest. She has
she
big.
She doesn't give oldest.
Only child energy.
She has big only child energy.
She's little cousin, but she's only child.
Oh, she's definitely little cousin.
The boys be, this precious. Is so funny. She's we'd be like,
she, I love so her. Sweet. Dear God.
I love her. But the
every
boys
time
be like,
she seems, she hold a conversation with me.
She'd be having full conversations about nothing.
Listen, anytime she comes over, just dude, ask for the twins. Greg, they love her.
Greg came over to our house and brought her. The house erupted.
Aww. Really?
When they saw her, they didn't know she was there. I said, the boys are back here. And she walked in their room. It was like an explosion.
Aww. They're right at the same
Amar
age.
Ran out and started like running circles in the living room and then ran back in. And I was like, you brought this to
me. Well,
like,
when they come over tonight, all the kids are going to be there.
Bring Bradley, all the kids over. Bradley's we got good snacks. Can you let them get on that trampoline? I need big Uncle Kevin Toss is the best energy.
Yeah, they're going to have a good time.
That's all I want. The more time they come over and jump. Snacks as they get
older.
Oh,
the pantry's
like,
so nice.
Oh, I saw the pictures.
And Melissa put the snacks low for them.
Oh, yeah, so they can go in there and get it.
Yes, get in there and get it.
Pretty. All right, this is it. We just
enough of y'all.
Have a good
why are you still watching this? We've been talking about this
weekend day, whatever the words are. Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together. Because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.